Not all health plans are the same. Washington consumers have learned this, some of them the hard way. A lot of people who bought health plans in the last open enrollment period assumed that their coverage included major regional hospitals. What they found out was that these hospitals were excluded in order to make the plans affordable. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna brings us the story of a Bellevue family caught in the middle of the new health care reality.
2-year-old Michael Clark is nibbling on his mid-morning snack that includes his favorite fruit.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. How much cantaloupe have you had so far this morning?
So many.
We said he was going to turn into one this morning. He ate so much.
A month ago, Micah was rushed to the ER at Seattle Children's Hospital for severe pain in the groin area. His mother, Jenny, later learned the cause was a type of hernia that's common in kids. It's a condition where the intestines bulge through the muscle wall near the groin.
And it can be life-threatening. So it's, yeah, really painful. And sometimes they'll go back in and sometimes they don't. And so fortunately for him, it went back in that day.
But there was a chance the problem could recur. Micah would need surgery to repair the hernia. Turns out, the procedure would be the simple part.
We went to Seattle Children's assuming we were covered, and that was later we found out we weren't.
Clark learned that Seattle Children's was not part of their network. That meant the family needed pre-approval from their health carrier, LifeWise, for surgery at Children's. So Clark put in the request. Before she heard the outcome, Micah was already back in the ER for the same problem. Clark then learned that her request for surgery at Children's was denied. LifeWise said it would cover the surgery if Micah used a surgeon in Auburn who's in its network.
We found out that he doesn't typically do surgeries on young children. He primarily operates on adults. And even if he did, he wouldn't do it because we're covered through LifeWise, and where he does surgery is not contracted with LifeWise.
Clark looked into two hospitals that were in her plan, but neither had pediatric surgeons. Clark appealed the denial, a process that can take up to 30 days. She and her husband say had they known that certain hospitals like Children's were excluded, they wouldn't have purchased the plan.
We didn't know until we needed it. And so I just wonder if there are other families out there who have this coverage and won't find out until they're in a situation where they need it. And that's not the ideal time to know.
The Clarks have ample company.
Since January, we have over 470 children that have tried to get an appointment or schedule a surgery with us that we have been able to determine we're not in coverage for them.
Dr. Mark Del Baccaro is VP of Medical Affairs at Seattle Children's Hospital. He says in these situations, Children's appealed directly to the carriers. The hospital also hired 4 full-time people to expedite cases deemed urgent.
We may see them and with no realization of whether or not we'll get paid or anything. And we just tell the families we'll do that because it's important and it's an urgent case.
And that's how Michael Clark was able to get his surgery. Seattle Children's has sued the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. The hospital argues the commissioner shouldn't have approved plans that exclude providers like Children's because the benefits fall short under the Affordable Care Act.
We feel under the regulations that were brought forth from the federal government on how these plans were supposed to exist, that they didn't meet those requirements.
So far, a hearings officer has sided with the hospital, and another hearing is scheduled in June. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler isn't commenting on the lawsuit, but he says the new rules that take effect later this month should help consumers know who's in their health plan's network of providers and who's not before they hit the purchase button.
That's something that was not readily available to consumers starting through this enrollment cycle for 2014. It'll be much better, much smoother, and it's a requirement for the insurance companies to make that much more accessible to consumers.
Nationwide, a growing number of hospitals are left out of provider networks. It's become a new reality under the Affordable Care Act, how to provide consumers benefits mandated by the federal law, but doing it without hurting their pocketbooks. Eric Erling is spokesperson for Premera Blue Cross, an affiliate of LifeWise.
We continue to hear from consumers that affordability is a big issue.
Erling says affordability is why providers like Seattle Children's were excluded.
The reality is there are some providers that are out there that are more expensive than others, and in the case of Children's, simply too expensive to provide full in-network coverage for all their services and still be able to offer as an affordable price as possible to all consumers.
Erling says that doesn't mean consumers don't have access to specialty care. The company grants requests for so-called unique services. Since January, it has approved more than 80% of these requests.
Get your flip-flops on. Come here,
Bubba. Back at the Clark household, the family is about to head out to the park. Jenny Clark says she's grateful her son was able to get the surgery he needs. She understands insurance carriers need to hold down costs, and that means some providers will be excluded.
However, I also think that in that process, it's someone's responsibility must be to say, we at least have good coverage in these areas. And surgery on children should be, in my view, something that at least someone in network can do.
And when the next open enrollment period comes this fall, Clark says they now know to look at what hospitals are covered in their network. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.